Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome back to the Princess Pear Podcast. I am your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear. It has been such a long time since I said that, and I am sorry. It's not like I totally forget about this podcast, obviously. I just happen to think about it as I'm getting into bed Thursday nights. And I have to make, you know, that difficult decision that's like, do I do it right now and be tired the next day, or do I, you know, sleep? And I'm sorry, guys, but I am gonna choose sleep every single time, but I am working on fitting it into my busy schedule. But I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just happy to be speaking with you guys again. Because I missed you, obviously. No, I'm joking. Oh. I have had not a crazy day, but I was so tired in my math class today that I like pretty much fell asleep, and then I went to the bathroom and I did fall asleep for just like a little bit. Oh my gosh, I was so sleepy. And I'm also in like student government, so I'm hustling with that, but lots to do. What can I say? A busy bee is what's best for me. I don't know. I don't think there's ever actually a saying that talks about being a busy bee, but that is funny. Today, I want to talk about attitudes, and in no way is this directed at anybody. I've just been thinking about it a lot because, you know, you constantly have people, like, in, you know, meeting you, and people have attitudes, you know what I mean? Like, that's, I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. You can have a good attitude, you can have a bad attitude, you can just have attitude in general, you know, you can be a little bit sassy. None of those, I would say, are wrong in nature. I think having a bad attitude as, like, your defining quality, or being like, oh yeah, everyone thinks I'm mean, I just have a mean personality. Let's talk about that, because are my words to be taken as gospel? Absolutely not. But do I feel that some of my opinions are valid and have people that also agree with them? Absolutely as well. So I like to be like, well, what's the attitude? You know what I mean? And I recently watched this video that was like, it was called like tone policing or something. And like, you know, like, reading people's tone more than what they're saying. And I very much believe that's true. You gotta also listen to what people are actually saying with their words and not just their tone. But I do also believe that you can have a condescending tone. You know what I mean? You can say to me, hey, did you do this assignment? In like a, oh, hey, like, we talked about it. Like, you said you were going to do it. Like, I'm just checking up with you. And you can also have a, oh, did you do the assignment? In like, you know, it's little differences. And I think most of it is facial expressions. And obviously, you can't see that. But there's a slight difference. And I get it. People have tones sometimes and don't mean it. But if it's a reoccurring thing where you talk to people in like a condescending way, it bothers me a lot, specifically me. I don't know how it affects other people, because I will say it again, I have never been, you know, I've never been anyone else. I've only ever been myself. But now I'm on a different train of thought. Yeah, like it really makes me really angry when people speak down to me, because I don't deserve that. And again, it's not really their fault for my reaction, you know, because a lot of things go into a person's reaction. And into my reactions, when I feel like I'm being spoken down to, it's kind of like a big reaction, you know, maybe not one that I show on the outside, but I have these big reactions when I'm talked down to, because it makes me feel small, it makes me feel stupid, and like, I'm not stupid, you know what I mean? Gosh, Darn it, I don't know. I'm not stupid. Like, and I don't like being spoken to as if I am. And so that's like a really big one for me. You know what I mean? Like, some people might not care if people think they're stupid. And I would like to be like, oh, I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't actively walk around trembling with the fear of what people are going to think about me. But when you talk to me as if I'm untrustworthy, when I've never showed you that, that's what hurts my feelings. And that's kind of like the blanket judgment of people. You know what I mean? If I have given you no reason to treat me as if I'm untrustworthy, it feels disrespectful. And I get it on like academic levels and things like that. But person to person, if we're just chatting and you're treating me like I'm untrustworthy when I've never showed you that, it, you know, kind of makes me really angry. You know what I mean? And in no way would I say that to the person or actually like be stuck on it, but it hurts my feelings. You know what I mean? Because I'm not an untrustworthy person, and it makes me feel that way when I'm treated that way. And again, a lot of things go into people's reactions. You know what I mean? Like past trauma, past experiences, you know, all that jazz. So maybe people have shown them in the past that they're untrustworthy, so they're showing that I'm me. I just personally work really, really hard to not let those past experiences really dampen the way I look at people. And you know what I mean? And I'm not the best at it either. It affects me too. But like it's something I'm actively working on. So I just tend to see it in other people. Anyways. Some negative tones or like having a negative attitude is it just I can't do it. Because I've always had like I wouldn't say a positive attitude because I would say I'm a fairly positive person, but I'm not like everything's gonna be fine, everything's gonna be great. I'm not bubbly like that. You know what I mean? I'm a kind person. That's more what it is. And I had like just a lot of people growing up that were like adults that I knew that just had bad attitudes. Like were mean to me when I was like a kid. And the people around me like thought it was funny. I don't know. Because like the person was, oh no, they just have like a mean attitude. They're nice once you get to know them. It's one thing to be like standoffish or a little sassy, but if you don't know me, straight off the bat, you're gonna be like mean, like rude to me. There is no want for me to continue that relationship. And I don't get it. Why you think it's funny to be like, oh, you know, like, well, I'm just like a mean person. And if you can get past that, then you really deserve to be my friend. Like, I get it. Like, people have, like, you know, hard outer shells sometimes. But, I just don't like it. I actually kind of hate that. And, like, if I heard anybody, like, an adult, talk to any child around me the way that some of these adults talk to me, like, I don't want to say I'm a violent person, but I think I would be a little bit violent in that moment. Just because, like, they weren't even people close to me. And the way that they, like, shaped relationships I have with them, but kind of shaped relationships I have with other people. You know what I mean? If I was seeing these people more often, would have shaped me a lot more. But, like, the act that, or the idea that people can look at me and know that I'm bad. Right away, they can just look at me and they can see that I'm untrustworthy and I'm a bad kid. You know what I mean? And that again is on a deeper level of a deeper trauma, but still, it's not right, especially with kids. You know what I mean? You don't have to like kids. You don't have to want to go into a field working with children, but like just to have some basic human respect for everybody, but specifically children, in those formative years where they believe like the way you talk to them is the way humans communicate with each other. Ugh. Makes me angry. And I don't want to be like, oh, the way I was raised was so terrible, people were mean to me. You know what I mean? Like, these are just like normal things that everybody has in their life. But why not, now that I am a conscious adult, be able to work to not continue the cycle? Oh, light bulb moment. Maybe somebody can learn something from this. No. Ugh. Like, I find that with, like, I don't even know if this is, like, a connecting thing, but something that really makes me frustrated is when, like, it'll be a group of friends and someone's maybe newer to the group, or they're friends with, like, your other friends, and they don't know you very well, and your friends will make a joke because, like, you know, they know you, and they'll be like, oh, haha, your hair looked so bad, I don't know, things like that. And then the other person's like, oh, haha, why would you ever wear that shirt out of the house? And it's like, oh my gosh, you don't know me. You know what I mean? Like, the first one's, oh, haha, funny, it's your friend. But the other person, like, doesn't know you. You know what I mean? That happened one time. I was talking to my friend, and I was like, oh my gosh, you look so bad in this picture. And the other girl was like, yeah, you look terrible. And I was like, what? Like, you don't know me. And, like, I don't take it to heart, but it's a little bit shocking. Let's just say that. It's a little bit shocking, and it's not my favorite thing in the world. Let's just say that. And, you know, I'm one, big thing in this episode, I'm one to forgive and forget. But I try a lot to work on my own attitude and better about it. So when I see other people just be mean and blame it on their, quote, attitude, it is a little bit hard. Because obviously I can only control myself, but I'm working so hard on myself to be better every day. You know what I mean? And there's still places I need to improve, and there's still things I need to work on, obviously. But I'm trying. And when I see other people, you know, and you don't see them actively trying, and, you know, smaller things like that, it's a little bit frustrating, and I'll say it. Well, no, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh. Also, attitude can also mean, like, sassy. So, yes, I totally get that. If you're sassy, I don't think that's the same thing as mean. You know what I mean? And you don't have to be the nicest, kindest person to every single person you meet. But, like, I think having an air of, like, oh, yeah, I hate everybody and I'm mean to everybody is kind of, I don't know, not what I would personally want to be known for. My jaw, like, makes my ear make the weirdest sound. What was I going to say? No, I don't know. Yeah. But also, you hear a lot of people say, oh, I have a flirty attitude. Things like this. I give it. Because I have friends, like, that is just their thing. You know what I mean? They're nice to everybody. They make funny jokes to everybody. But there's some people where they'll only pull the, oh, I have a flirty attitude, when it's, like, the person you like. You know what I mean? You'll be best friends with this person, and you'll introduce them. Oh, hey, this is so-and-so. I really have a crush on them. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, of course. And then they'll be flirting with them, trying to hold their hand. And they'll be like, oh, my gosh, no, I would never do that to you. I just have a flirty attitude. And it's like, so, like I said, with attitudes, I think people don't really understand that it's something that you can, you know, to an extent, control. You know what I mean? I can have a mean, pessimistic attitude, you know, with my friends, but if I'm like working and someone needs to know where something is, you know what I mean? I put in a brave face, oh, hey, like, there it is, have a great day. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to be best friends with this person. And that's the thing is, like, if I acted like that 24/7, you know, with like, you know, people call it your customer service voice. If I was using that 24/7, I would be exhausted. And I would, you know, I would feel like I was like performing at all times. And I don't like that feeling. But like, sometimes you put on a brave face. You know what I mean? Ugh. I don't know. It's a lot to think about. Well, sorry to cut this episode a little bit short, but I have studying to do. I'm gonna try releasing episodes more often per every week. They may be a little bit shorter. I, again, not promising anything with those episode lengths, but I'm gonna do my best to be posting once a week again because I really do love making these episodes. I never want you guys to feel like this is a chore for me to put these out because I really do, you know, love making these and it's very therapeutic for me. But again, they may not be as weekly as they were before, as I'm, you know, now just a little bit busier. As you guys can probably tell, when I first started this podcast, it was because I just wanted someone to talk to. And now I have people to talk to. And that's a really, it's, I cry all the time because of it, because I just, I'm so proud of myself. I really, like, I mean, since making this podcast, even in the last few months, like, I don't want to say, like, you know, everything is so much better and everything's, you know, beautiful, but like, it is. And just if you're listening back to those episodes, I never want people to think that, like, I was in that dark place and, like, everything was terrible. And I wasn't, I was doing terrible. And then just like my outside situations changed and my life got 10 times better. You know what I mean? Like those outside situations changed, but I did as well. You know what I mean? So I had that internal change and it was still sucky because of my outside situations. But you know, those, my inside situation, you know, the best way to say it, like I mentally changed a lot and my physical location also changed. So it gets better, guys. And thank you so much for coming along on this journey with me thus far. I love you guys. Bye.